Bob Seale, Barack Tolbenchi, and Six Chickens and a Beer. Mixed Tavern Clemson provides the beer, and there'll be food from Dakota's Courtyard Grill. Saturday, June 30th, the Central Music Fest at the Issaquena Roller Mills, 300 Madden Bridge Road in Central. For info, go to eventbrite.com, keyword Central Music Festival.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? Now's a good time. People always complain you can't get in on this show. It's really been a great week. I think we've covered a lot of ground this week, a lot of topics, and you've been a part of it. So by all means, get on in. 654-7627. Ramona, according to Brian Windhorst, who's like, I don't know. He seems like the guy who carries the luggage for a lot of these athletes. In any case, report, LeBron is meeting with his closest advisors and friends at a Caribbean location, what they are calling the Decision Cave.
The Decision Cave.
I mean, are you kidding me?
They're going to make it out like they did when he went to Miami.
Yeah, I have never. You know,
this is what we wanted, more LeBron.
Well, you know, the thought process by some was that LeBron would have learned a lesson and he'd really want to keep this on the down low. But the truth is, this guy craves attention more than any athlete I have ever seen, ever. I mean, it's not even close. This guy just he wants to find every way to disrupt other series when he's not involved. You know, he wants the focus to be on him all the time, all the time. And again, to me, you know, unless he puts together this all-star team out in L.A., then this summer is more the summer of Kawhi than it is the summer of LeBron. And basically, you know, the people that voiced their opinion on that are all in favor of Kawhi Leonard. Let me tell you about Aqua Pool Care. Family owned by Richard Bishop, over 35 years in the biz. Grandfather and father built pools. Richard personally goes on every project, so he knows the pitfalls you may encounter. He knows what to expect during construction. If you've been thinking about an in-ground pool, now's the time to call Aqua Pool Care. Richard and his wife, Tracy, take all the guesswork out of it. They offer you 3D CAD technology. You can see your pool come to life right before your eyes. You can make any additions, subtractions, anything you want to do. Aqua Pool Care is the warranty center for Hayward, Pentair, and Polaris products. Also, if you just need a new liner installed, Acapulco Air can do that quickly and affordably. Once your beautiful pool is built, Acapulco Air will always be there to answer any questions you have. They answer their phone. I know some of you have bad experience with pool outfits in the past. You don't need to worry about any of that at Acapulco Air. Anytime you call Richard and Tracy Bishop, they will answer your call. 508-1885. They want to make sure everything is right with you. 508-1885. 508-1885. Or stop by the store at 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson. Grab whatever chemicals or pool accessories you need. And trust me, you will thank me later. You want in? 654-767. Look, it's going to be a fascinating situation to see how this all plays out. There's no question about that. I think the one issue is, what would it take to get past Golden State? Well, I mean, first of all, I think Golden State's going to implode at some point. I think the personalities there are not going to last long term. So there's that. But I mean, I think if LeBron James could join forces with Kawhi Leonard and you just put in role players around him, I think that's enough. If you give me LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard against Golden State, I'm taking James and Leonard. I mean, look, before Leonard was injured, he had led an upset of Golden State in the playoff 2 years ago. And again, I still think you're saying that, I'm not sure anyone would argue this. Well, I guess people argue anything, but it seems clear to me that if they're all healthy, the three best players on the planet, and there may be others joining this group, like the Greek Freak soon, but I think right now it's still James, Kawhi Leonard, and Kevin Durant. If you combine James and Kawhi Leonard, I think you have something. Now, if these reports that we're hearing today are right, and Boston is trying to get Kawhi Leonard and is willing to give up Kyrie Irving in the process, well, that changes the picture for what I thought would happen in that situation. I thought that there was a good chance Kawhi Leonard went to Boston. But I didn't see Boston giving up Kyrie Irving. I saw Boston giving up Brown and draft picks and maybe another player. But, I mean, even last night I was hearing talk of Boston giving up Tatum. I'm not giving up Tatum. I want Leonard badly, and what I said is true. I think those are the three best players, but I think Tatum could join that group at some point. And and he's even younger, so I'm not giving up Tatum. I mean, I would give up Kyrie Irving long before I give up Tatum, in part because I don't trust Kyrie Irving from a health standpoint. I never have. I've always thought he was sort of made of glass. Texas says, do you think there's any chance of LeBron going to OKC? I don't think so. I thought of that. I thought, if Paul George really makes out best by staying there from a money standpoint, and he does. See, that's the problem with George. I mean, there's a lot of reports about George going to L.A., but George's going to make the most money staying put. And he may say he likes it in OKC and he likes Russell Westbrook, but what he really may be saying is he likes more money, and the team that can give him the most money is OKC. Texas is, I'm a huge Hokie fan. Fuente was definitely an improvement from the direction we're going in Beamer's last year. So, I agree. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I like Justin Fuente. Don't misread me. It's not that I don't like Justin Fuente. I do. And I think in time, he's going to be a great coach. I just don't think it happens overnight. And I don't think he's there yet. And I don't think this year is going to help him. And it's not going to be a coaching issue. It's a personnel issue. Badger Mike says, where does Westbrook fall on the list of the best players? You know, I don't even know anymore, Mike. I don't know. You know, I tried to be a Westbrook guy for a long time. There are elements of Russell Westbrook I love. His enthusiasm, his explosiveness. At the same time, I think he's a difficult guy to play with. And you know, of course, Paul George doesn't seem to think so. So I don't know. I'm getting some LeBron hate for sure on the text line. I mean, some real LeBron hate. He says, Texas says, don't know that LeBron can suck it up and share a team. Even the Cleveland Clowns he played with were disgusted at the end. The chosen one laugh out loud. Look, there's no question. LeBron James has trouble getting along with others. No question about that. He does. He needs everything to be LeBron-centric, and that's not really how you formulate a team. You know, and now he's sort of indicated in the last few days that, you know, he doesn't have to have the ball as much. But does anybody believe that? You know, let me tell you something. Here's one thing that's patently obvious, and if you don't believe it, you're wrong. When you go and play with LeBron James, your game gets worse. Your numbers go down. Your value goes down. Look at Kevin Love. Look at Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving couldn't wait to get away from him. Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh was, when he was in Toronto, was like a 23-11 or 12 guy. Part of that's just the nature of the beast. You're going to play with a better player who's going to possess the ball. But the notion that he makes these guys better, I mean, he may help them win, but he doesn't make them better. He didn't make Chris Bosh better. He made Chris Bosh appreciably worse. He didn't make Kevin Love better. He made Kevin Love appreciably worse. He didn't make Kyrie Irving better. Kyrie Irving couldn't wait to get away from him. You know, so, and these are facts. I mean, it's inarguable. These guys' numbers went way down. And as I said, part of that's just the nature of the beast. You go and play with a better player, you're not going to have the ball as much. But part of me wonders whether some of these guys get it. Like, LeBron is alleged to have reached out to Kevin Durant the other day and inquired about whether Kevin would be interested in joining him in L.A. And Kevin basically told him to screw off. And the reason why Kevin Durant would tell him to screw off is because Kevin Durant doesn't want to be second banana, you know? Kevin Durant.
I don't blame him.
Right, he's now king of the world. He's the best player, inarguably, to everyone except, you know, Bill Ryder. He's the best player on earth. He's the best player on that basketball team and has been for 2 years on the team that wins the NBA championship. And so why would he want to go play seconds to LeBron James? Because he knows full well that's what happened. Kevin Durant's not going to put himself in that situation. Kevin Durant wants to be the top guy. And he is the top guy. He's the top guy with the NBA championship team. So he's not going to surrender that. I mean, he's beat LeBron the last 2 years. You think Kevin Durant wants to put himself in a situation where he can go watch LeBron James bounce the ball for 20 seconds every possession and go back to a subservient role? No. He had enough of that with Russell Westbrook. He's not going to do that. And so you wonder whether some of these other guys are considering that. In other words, is playing with LeBron James all that it's cut out to be? I'm not sure that it is. I'm not sure that it is. In fact, I'm virtually sure that it isn't. Rob said, well, wait, you said Fuentes the worst head coach in the division. No way he's worse than Larry Dame. That may be fair. You know, but remember, Larry Fadumbe had his team in the ACC championship game, too. You know, I'm really not counting him, Rob, because he's going to be fired at the end of the year. So that's how he's out of that mix, because he's going to be fired at the end of the season. I mean, he's not coming back. There's no hope at the end of that tunnel for Larry Fedora. Cliche alert. It just isn't. He's finished. I don't see any way around it. You know, last year, remember running the over-under, the total on This is a gift last year. The total on North Carolina last year was like 7 or 7.5. Remember I told North Carolina people they're going to win 3 games and they hated me? They're like,
yeah, they hated you.
I mean, even some of the regulars on Twitter were like, there's no way, Walt, we're winning 3. How many did they win? 3. Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah,
3.
That's mean.
3. Uno, dos, tres. They won 3 games. North Carolina won 3 games. And here's the thing. I don't see them being appreciably better this year. Their defense is an utter abomination, as I've been saying forever. And they really don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Surratt is the talent, but there appears to be something wrong there in the relationship. So I'm not sure what that means. But, yeah, I'm not counting him, Rob, because he's going to be fired at season's end. Right. Larry Fedora is going to be available. Remember those teams who wanted Fedora? All you had to do is wait, because he's going to be available at season's end. Because he's not winning more than like 4.
Who wanted him?
Oh, lots of people. There's a lot.
That's right. They reuse coaches a lot.
Well, he was a hot commodity a couple of years ago, you know, when he had the offense cranking and the defense was still hideous, but he made the ACC championship game. But the defense has always been hideous under his direction. I mean, it's always been one of the worst defenses in America. And I told you, when you lose a quality defensive coordinator and your defense already sucks, you're not going to be very good. And I can't see him winning more than 4 games this year. I haven't even looked at their schedule. But they won 3 last year, and quite honestly, they're going to be right around that same number this year. So at season's end, he's gone. Larry Fedora, you want a hot seat? Larry Fedora's seat is way more than hot. Larry Fedora's seat is nuclear. I mean, it's something way beyond hot. Hey, let me tell you about the concept of Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers available at Easley Lawn and Garden. The concept comes straight out of nature. It's the principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut just a minute amount, little and often. That's how it works. And the result is your grass is the thickest, greenest, most luxurious grass anywhere. Your neighbors are going to envy you. They're going to want to know what you're doing. And do you know what you're going to be doing, Ramona, to make your grass thick, luxurious, and green?
Buying that thing and then not having to mow your
You're going to be sitting
lawn.
Back
That's
on
right.
the couch, drinking a six-pack of beer, watching your favorite show, and your neighbors are out there sweating their butts off. Their grass looks like crap, and yeah. they think you've made some deal with the devil. No, you've invested in technology. The Husqvarna Robotic Automatic Mower. It will make your grass the thickest, most luxurious lawn around. The thing's amazing. It goes up, down, around. It recharges itself. You don't do anything, absolutely nothing. You just get to sit back and watch and have the greenest, most perfect lawn in the whole neighborhood. Where do you find it? Only one place. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley. Online at easleylawn.com. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. It comes in 6 sizes. It's absolutely unbelievable. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio. Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The road goes into Central and the party never ends. June 30th for the Central Music Fest. Noon till 4, enjoy 25 craft beers and 3-ounce pours with music from Rob Seal, Barack Tulbinchi, and Six Chickens and a Beer. Mixed Tavern Clemson provides the beer, and there'll be food from Dakota's Courtyard Grill. Saturday, June 30th, the Central Music Fest at the Issaquena Roller Mills, 300 Madden Bridge Road in Central. For info, go to eventbrite.com, keyword Central Music Festival.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's RateBeat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's RateBeat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
So happy. Do anything, take us out of this gloom. Sing a song, play guitar, make it snappy. You are the one.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I saw Wrigley Field trending, and I just went to it. I see this tweet from someone named Lauren Jiggets. The statue of Ernie Banks that sits outside Wrigley Field honors not just Ernie Banks, the home run hitter, but Banks the man. It honors his humanity, his humility, his good cheer, his grace, his basic goodness. All true. Ernie Banks, legendary player, great player, but perhaps even a more legendary person. Author of the equally legendary Let's Play 2, because he loved the game so much. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You North Carolina fans in football, you know, it's going to end badly. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who the next coach at North Carolina is. I mean, that position's going to open at season's end. Could it be a Lane Kiffin? I don't think so, because it almost feels like that'd be going sort of the same direction. You know, generally when teams fire guys, they go on the opposite side of the ball. And North Carolina hasn't had defense for so long now that I could see them looking for a defensive guy if they could find the right one. Brett Venables. People won't like that.
No, we don't like that.
People won't like that. But that fit would work. I mean, that fit would certainly work. Because I can't see him. I can't really see him going like a Lane Kiffin. Because again, that's what Larry Fedora was. The offensive mind. The guy who knows offense. I don't know. I can't see him going that direction. But I'm telling you right now. I feel virtually certain. I mean, I am. This is like almost a mortal lock certainty that North Carolina will be firing Fedora at the end of the season. You know, Ramon, I don't remember looking at North Carolina, but pull up their schedule for me just for kicks and giggles. I want to take a look at their situation because I can't see Fedora coming back. Texas says, can't see Coach V rocking baby blue. Maybe not. Maybe not. But if I was them, let me put it this way. If I was North Carolina, I think he'd be a great target. Texas says, Charlie Strong. Well, we'll see. Charlie might be happy where he is. We'll see how that plays out. When you find that room, let me know. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, I love the closeness of the Harry shave. The flexible, soft hinge is where it's at. It glides across the contours of your face. You never get any cuts or burns or any of that stuff that you get with the popular brands. You don't get it. Then there's the eucalyptus shave cream, which is thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. It's not like that whipped cream-like stuff, that thin stuff they sell in drugstores. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with me at harrys.com. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus shipping. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced, over-designed. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. Tactics, the leading brand, had employed for years. So they bought the German factory that made the best steel, and they delivered the best blades on earth. You know, here's the thing. Harry's replacement cartridges, just $2 each, less than half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They got rid of the upcharges, offered fast, free shipping right to your door. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers can get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Okay, explain to me why you wouldn't do this. There's like no reason on earth. I mean, this is none. Join the millions of guys who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Again, you want to get in, you're welcome to.
Okay.
Okay, you have the North Carolina schedule?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
The first game, they go to California.
Oh, yeah, we did look at this at one point.
We did?
Remember. Yeah, I don't have any idea. Probably Cal.
Okay, and then they go to East Carolina.
East Carolina is like the worst defensive team in college football, well, other than North Carolina. They're both terrible, so someone will win and someone will lose, and the score will be 50-49.
Then they have UCF at home. UCF
okay, let's
at
say,
home.
Let's say I give them a win in East Carolina. All right.
UCF
at home. The game at Cal, I'm calling a loss. And then UCF at home is a loss, so now they're 1-2.
Okay, and then Pitt at home.
Mm, 1.5.
And then they go to Miami.
1.5.
And then they have Virginia Tech at home.
Just shoot me 2.
Then they go to Syracuse.
2.
Then they go to Virginia.
2.5.
Then they have Georgia Tech at home.
2.5.
At home. And then they go to Duke.
2.5.
Then they have Western Carolina at
3.5.
And then NC State at home.
3.5. I mean, Larry Fedora in back-to-back years at North Carolina is going to come away with a total of like 6 wins. Maybe 7 in 2 years. I mean, how are you North Carolina fans taking that? What do you want to do about it? Who do you want to be your next coach? Because he's done. He's fired. That's a given. Let me tell you something. As we go into this college football season, there is no coach in America whose seat is hotter than Larry Fedora's. They don't like him anyway. The guy's not really well liked. So,
they don't like him before he started losing?
No, he's not really. They don't really like him anyway. And I just, off a three-win season, he's going to put three-win-type years back-to-back. He's definitely fired. There's no question about it. He's the first coach gone. I think I haven't started thinking about coaches on the hot seat yet. I mean, we're 63 days from the start of the season, so I'm not really thinking about which coaches we're going to get rid of yet. I'm actually thinking of watching some games first. But if I had to, I'm starting with him. I mean, there have to be some other viable candidates for dismissal, but he has to be right at the top of the list. I mean, I can't. If you're a North Carolina fan, I mean, the North Carolina fans, Ramona, they don't want to talk football anymore. A couple of years ago, they were all geeked up, and they're going to the ACC championship game, and they were going to beat Clemson, and now you can't even find them. I mean, I've got a bunch of them who follow me on Twitter. I can't even find them.
There are no shows.
Texas says most teams can make that schedule a 10-win year. Yeah, but not this team. Not this team. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a long year. I wonder if he'll make it through the whole season or whether they will fire him before the end of the year. I'm not sure.
That's pretty bad. Three games last year. That's bad.
Let me put it this way. If he loses to Cal in the season opener, as I think he probably will, they're going to be anxious to get rid of him.
They wouldn't. Would they fire him after one game?
No, but
they'd be freaking out.
Well, no. They won't publicly fire him after one game, but in back circles they will. He loses to Cal, he's finished. I'll tell you right now, he loses that first game of the year to Cal, he will not be back as the coach of North Carolina. It's almost a guarantee. And again, I would think they would look defense after Larry Fedora, but a change is coming. And there's like no doubt in my mind, change is coming to North Carolina football. Back to this four-letter network, most exciting players list, which is sort of a debacle. 16 is Mississippi State, Nick Fitzgerald. You know, again, it says it's easy to be enamored with Fitzgerald's athleticism. His speed and throwing ability are really something to behold. His throwing ability is not something to behold. I'm sorry. He's a pedestrian passer at best. I thought he would get better by this point. It hasn't happened. He's sort of a one-dimensional player when he's healthy, and he's not healthy. He's not healthy. Texas said, well, it seems to me you mentioned that a few months ago briefly. I agree. North Carolina is off the map in college football. Yeah, I probably did. Actually, I have Zeke here. That's good. We can discuss that. Zeke.
Well, I take offense that I'm not hiding. There's just nothing good to talk about.
Well,
listen, if the stock market crashes and you lose all your money, you don't have to call and talk about how depressed you are.
Yeah, that's fair.
Seriously, I mean, I'm just being honest. It's like, I still watch the games. I still cheer for them. But the bottom line is, 3 years ago, you must admit, I didn't like the guy 3 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, I think there's a feel at North Carolina that even when he was winning, they didn't really like him. I don't know.
I've never liked him.
Right, and not just you either. I think just reading what North Carolina fans say about him, I don't think they've ever been really comfortable with this guy. And therefore, I think it's going to be very easy to walk away from him, especially if he puts together another season like the one he put together last year.
He just lost his best recruit, Jordan Adams, the stud wide receiver who signed a $3 million baseball contract.
Yeah.
He's question marks at quarterback. I think he's got a couple young, talented running backs. But the bottom line is this. I think at a state school with the money and size, the University of North Carolina, they should be able to win 7 to 8 games every year.
I agree with that.
And go to a decent bowl and on a rare occasion win 9 or 10 and maybe play for the national championship. But there should never be a 3-win season for a school like that, especially with the talent they have in state.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's unacceptable. I think he should be fired. I think he should have been fired. And I think there's a lot of fans that just expect more and just don't like the guy. I just don't like the guy.
Yeah, I think that's all 100% right. So Zeke, as you look forward to this year, I don't think there's a ton to be optimistic about, and I think this team's going to wind up with a record somewhat similar to last year's. I mean, maybe they win 4 if everything goes right. Maybe they win 5, but I still
have them at 4 wins.
Okay, and if that happens, then he's absolutely fired at season's end. All right,
I think so.
Assuming that. Where do you want to go?
Honestly, Walt, I tell you where I want to go. I just want a guy that can go out and recruit more in the trenches, can get local in-state talent to stay home. This guy's gone after skill positions. He's neglected the other side of the ball in recruiting. He's yet to and then put a staff together on both sides. This is a guy that makes terrible decisions. He keeps the offense to himself. He's a train wreck as far as I'm concerned. I don't care where you go. I just think at a school like that, they can pay the money. They've got that brand new indoor facility they're finishing in a good conference with a weak schedule. I just think you get somebody. Hey, win me 7 to 8 games a year. Beat my rivals and get me to a decent bowl, and I'm good till basketball season. That's all I'm asking for, you know. And I think that's not asking too much, Walt, as a fan. Not asking for conference championships.
But nobody in particular that.
No, I don't. Right? You know, I don't have anybody in particular. I mean, and listen, they have flubbed it up several times. You and I both know the coach at Georgia Tech had a strong interest in coming to North Carolina, but they didn't want him. They've made some terrible hires. They've made in football. They've made some terrible decisions on that side of the ball. So I have no confidence that they'll make the right decision in football. But I just think they're going to make a move because I'm with you. I see a 4-7 type season. I see another train wreck coming, which is going to continue to hurt in-state recruiting. And either pay the money and go out there and get somebody, or just get somebody. Let's at least stay above average to good. But this 3 wins and 4 wins. It just shouldn't happen at a school the size, and it just shouldn't happen at a state school, is my only opinion. And, hey, I was going to ask if I could ask you a basketball question.
Yeah.
And I was going to think yourself. They did this countdown thing, Walt, on this website, the top 100 players in the history of North Carolina basketball.
It's funny. I actually saw some of that the other day. It was only up to like 30 or 40 when I saw it. I think they had Bob McAdoo 40. Is that right?
Yeah, well, they're now the top 10, 1 through 10.
Okay.
And I was just going to tell you the top 4, and I'm laying up against your thoughts.
Wait a minute. Tell me, I want to go back a little bit, because all I saw, I don't even know how to get back to it. I don't know where I saw it, but all I saw was, I think, up to 40 or 30. Quickly, do you have the list?
Yeah, I got it right in front of me.
Who's 30 to 20, quickly?
I can do 30-20 right now, quickly. All right, Walt, coming in at number 30 was Marcus Page. 29 goes to Joel Berry. 28 goes to Rasheed Wallace. 27 goes to Eric Montrose. 26, Jerry Stackhouse. 25, Bryce Johnson. 24, York Larice. Well, that's old school right there, Walt. 23, Dennis Wycheck. Old school. 22, George Lynch. And then 21, Michael Korn, one of my favorite all-time players, to be honest.
All right, keep going. Quick.
All right, so that's 30 through 21. And then I'll take you 11 through 20. So then we go to number 20, Walt. It's a little surprise here for me. Number 20, Walter Davis. 19 is Kenny Smith. 18 is Mitch Kupchak. 17, Bobby Jones. 16, Sean May. So that was high. 15, Pete Brennan. 14, Brad Doherty. 13, Al Wood. 12, Bob Lewis. And number 11 was Ty Lawson.
All right, and the top.
And that took you to the
okay, the top 10
of all time. And I think you'll agree with a lot of these. 10 was James Worthy.
Wow.
Number 9 was
your 10th best player is James Worthy. Okay.
9 was Sam Perkins.
Okay.
8 was Larry Miller.
Great player.
7 was Billy. 7 was one guy that you like, Walt. Old school Billy Cunningham.
Oh, yeah, the Kangaroo Kid.
The Kangaroo Kid. 6, another great player, Charles Scott.
Oh, Charlie Scott was unbelievable.
Yep. 5, now this is high, but this went by statistics, but great career, Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, that is high. That's too high.
4, Michael Jordan.
Hey,
3, Lenny Rosenbluth.
Yeah, Rosenbluth is unbelievable. I don't think I have Jordan above James Worthy. I don't know. Go on.
Me neither. I'm with you. I won't argue that. Number 2, Phil Ford. And 1, Tyler Hansbrough.
Tyler Hansbrough is the greatest player in North Carolina history?
Well, they said based on statistics, he's a 4-time All-Conference, 3-time Player of the Year, 3-time All-American, 2 Final Fours, a National Champion, Regional MVP, and the all-time leader.
Let me ask you a question, Zeke. Was he the best player on his own team?
No. Here's what they even said. They said not that we would take him. This list was based on statistics, not who we think were the best talents or players, but who had the best statistical careers.
Right, because was he the best player on his own team? Because I'd say no.
I think he was third best.
Yeah, I don't know about third, but I think he was second.
I tell you what, I may take Wayne Ellington over him, but I'm certainly taking Ty Lawson over him.
Yeah, I think Ty Lawson's way too low on that list. I think he was like 11 or 12. And I think James Worthy's way too low too. I mean, it's in fact, it's like
Worthy's number
10.
Worthy's 2 for me. Worthy's 2 for me.
Yeah, I think it's been an issue with that list. Hey Zeke, good job. Good talking to you. I got to run.
Thanks, Walt. See you.
Joe, you're up first as soon as I come back.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the 5th year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has 2 locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. 3 great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
The same family owned and operated Carolina Fireworks for 60 years. With the best prices, selection, colors, and the best explosions, Carolina Fireworks invites you to shop in air-conditioned comfort instead of suffering in the heat in some random parking lot. Tons of July 4th specials for you, Independence Day party, and a staff to help you find just what you need. Find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.net. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Lane Road in Easley. Happy July 4th!
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
I heard that Clemson Fest will be at a new location this year.
That's right. It's at a new, larger location with even bigger fireworks this year.
Where's it going to be?
1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
Did admission go up?
No. As always, it's $10 per car or $5 per individual with lots of free kids' activities, great food and drinks, and terrific fireworks.
I'll see you there.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Haul. It's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one works on those vehicles like First Class Haul. They know them inside and out. They have a Hunter $70,000 laser alignment machine. Your alignment's going to be perfect every single time. When you need a specialist, you go to one. If you own one of those vehicles, you need a specialist, somebody who knows the inner workings of your vehicle so you don't waste time and money with experiments by bringing it to Joe Everyman Mechanic. Get your Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota to First Class Haul. They've been in Greenville for over 7 years. They're in Anderson now, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Go see Mark and the gang. You'll thank me later. Go read the reviews. They're all 5 stars. People are all saying the same thing. And then there's this. Every Wednesday, and you can call now to set yourself up for this. Every Wednesday, a special deal for listeners of Road Rage exclusively. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. First Class Halt is partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments to drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get brake inspection, balanced tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. That's every Wednesday. You call the Anderson location and you make your appointment. That's this number, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. It's only good for the first 8 people every week. So seeing as it's Friday, I'd call them right now. I'd call them right now and I'd set up my appointment for next Wednesday. I would do that. I would do that right now. All right.
Bob's dog looks thrilled.
Bob is insane. You know what Bob wrote me? Bob wrote me with a photograph of his dog sitting on the front seat of his car. And he wrote this, Ramona. And for whatever reason, of course, my Twitter.
You need to read it.
No, hold on. My Twitter feed disappeared. Wait. Okay, here it is. Bob wrote, I'm supposed to be walking my dog. He wanted to go to McDonald's first, so I got him a fish sandwich in your honor with lots of tartar sauce. Bob is supposed to be walking the dog.
Yeah,
instead,
the leash is on him and everything. Right,
riding in the car. Instead, he put the dog in the car and drove to McDonald's and got him a fish sandwich.
Yeah.
That's almost the same thing. Let me get to Joe on the Northland Communication Lines. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey,
Bob's quite the character.
Yes, he's quite the character.
I was going to ask you about some college football previews a little bit. I was looking at the schedule, and UVA was playing Liberty. Do you think Liberty has enough firepower to go to UVA and beat them? Because part of me thinks they do.
Well, I think that losing Kirk Benkert is a big deal for Virginia, and I'm not really sure how they're going to handle that as yet. So I have questions about Virginia. I like Bronco Mendenhall. I think he has brought a physicality to Virginia that was lacking. I think the question is, though, is going to be about their offense and how effective it's going to be this year, and I think that remains to be seen. I mean, they lost their best offensive player.
Who do you think is going to have a bigger jump as far as total wins, Syracuse or Iowa State? I kind of think it's going to be Syracuse myself. Maybe Iowa State's kind of capped of what they've been able to do as far as 8 wins in that conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I remember right, I think Iowa State won 7 last year, didn't they?
I want to say 8. They won the bowl game.
Okay, maybe with the bowl game and say, yeah, that may be right. I think from that standpoint, probably Syracuse. Look, I think Iowa State's extremely well coached, and it's really tough to win in Ames, and I think they have a lot of pieces. They're going to be better than people think again, but I'm sort of similar to you. I mean, I think there is a ceiling there, and I don't know what that number is. I mean, and to break through that, they're going to need some wins over teams that they haven't beaten before. Like Kansas State has owned them. They're going to have to find a way to beat Kansas State. And we'll see. I mean, I think they're a good team. I think they'll go to a bowl game. The problem for Syracuse is I think that division is an issue, because I personally think that both Boston College and Wake Forest are going to be significantly better, but Syracuse has a chance to be significantly better. And, you know, they beat Clemson last year. They probably should have beaten Florida State in Tallahassee, so you know, they've got to get better on the defensive side of the ball. That's their challenge.
Yeah, and if Dungy ever plays better, I think, I'm sorry, not plays better, but if he's ever healthy
yeah.
for the whole season, that would be a major step up. But one last thing, Walt, you know, you were talking about Iowa State and having the cap. If you look at financially how much money Texas has made at Texas A&M, I know Texas A&M isn't part of that conference. They made $219 million last year.
Yep.
But hard to beat that in Iowa, Walt.
It is, Joe. It is hard to beat that in Ames, Iowa. You're 100% right. All right, back to the four-letter network, most exciting. Southern Cal at 17. First of all, you know, Ramona, it's not just an issue with I think they've made some bad choices in the most exciting category. I think they've made some bad choices in terms of where these teams are ranked. Like, for example,
I mean, they're not ranked where they're saying they're ranked.
Well, they're not going to be where they're saying they're ranked. Like, there's no way on God's green earth Miami's going to be 8 by season's end. I'm sorry, that's not happening. And Notre Dame's not going to be 12. That's not happening either. And Virginia Tech's not going to be 15. That's not happening. So none of those things are happening. Southern California at 17, that's not happening. I mean, Southern California, I don't know why the love for some of these teams. I don't know why the love for Southern California. I mean, I gave them out as an under in our totals plays. I mean, they weren't great last year, and they had Sam Darnold. Okay, so why are they going to be better? Oh, and they also lost Jones, their star tailback. Why are they going to be better without Darnold and Jones? Well, they're not. I mean, pretty friggin' obviously, but it's not obvious to these people. Stephen Carr, the running back, it says USC's most exciting player. Though an ankle injury limited him to 10 games, he was easily one of the most fun Trojans to watch when healthy. Eh, we'll see. Central Florida, 18. That's too low. They did lose a lot, but they're still going to be good. Mackenzie Milton, they got one right. Says easy choice here. Milton put himself on the national radar with record-setting sophomore. Let me tell you something. If you're strictly evaluating college quarterbacks without a mind's eye on what they'll do beyond the college game, Mackenzie Milton is unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. He's a magician. He's a little bit of Manziel, a little bit of Baker Mayfield, a little bit of Doug Flutie, all rolled into one. He's all those things in a bag of chips. Trust me. Let me tell you about my friends at The Vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville, the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. It's The Vault. Listen, The Vault has your teams. I don't care who you root for. I mean, The Vault has your history. You go find your section of The Vault. You know, let's say you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You can connect the present to the past. You can find old logos and old jersey numbers and things like that. You know, you can find Franco and Franco's Italian Army and Rocky Blyer's gang and the Terrible Towels. You can find it all. And by the way, if you're an NFL fan, you should know this. All the NFL merchandise at The Vault is being heavily discounted right now to make way for new merchandise that they have coming in. It's The Vault. It's 213 North Main Street in Greenville. Again, I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what team you follow. The Vault has it. American-made pre-washed, pre-shrunk shirts. They'll be the most comfortable shirts you ever own. Buy one cap, get the second cap half off. The cap selection is unparalleled. I'm not sure you can call yourself a sports fan if you haven't been to The Vault. Get there today. Trust me, you will thank me later. Go see Wayne the Gang. Quick break. I'll be right back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Big days start small with Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis. Chicken nuggets nestled in warm, mouth-watering mini yeast rolls and lightly coated with a honey butter spread. Available at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in 4, 6, and 10-count minis. For a limited time, you can get the 10-count mini all day, only available at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Perfect for afternoon snacks. Tell them Kelly sent you to make sure it's all day at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca only for a 10-count mini.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, with lease payments as low as $199 a month for 36 months on a 2018 Escape S with power equipment and sink. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Lease a 2018 Escape S as low as $199 a month with $39.90 due at signing. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Price includes rebate with approved credit. 10,500 miles per year for lease good through July 2nd, 2018.
You'll find fireworks on nearly every corner this time of year. But if you want better color explosions and better selection, Carolina Fireworks is your best bet. Thousands already know, family-owned and operated for 60 years. Carolina Fireworks is local. They don't appear in some random parking lot twice a year. Shop in air-conditioned comfort with great staff and service for the best 4th of July. Find Carolina Fireworks located at carolinafireworks.net. Main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
The road goes into Central and the party never ends. June 30th for the Central Music Fest. Noon till 4, enjoy 25 craft beers and 3-ounce pours with music from Rob Seal, Barack Tulbinchi, and 6.